from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Down in Houston, it wasn't supposed to be like this.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty and the Electric Dilf.
The Big Dilf.
now it's the Electric Dilf.
Well, what he's doing is trying to throw off my lip syncing. He's just throwing in freaking adverbs now each day that throw me off.
I'm just feeling myself.
I liked it.
Do a good one. Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. Moneybags. We'll whisper that one. Not a good night. And when I say not a good night, I'm not going to give you his numbers. I'm not putting that man's business out there. When I say not a good night, it would, for me, I don't know that I would go home. It's the kind of night that Tyler had. I don't know that I'd go home.
He went home, but he tucked his tail and drug his feet.
Have you ever seen house party? I'd be kind of like that, just staying out and just, hell, I'm going to have a good ass time while I'm out, then I'll just deal with
it. Are you sitting at home just taking this on the chin, or are you out somewhere watching these games?
Most of the time I'm watching them somewhere.
Yeah. He's usually here working.
Where are you watching them tonight?
Probably here, or possibly it is steak night at Kirby Ice House. I think I might head over there.
Oh, yeah, it is.
He's on it, ain't he?
He's on it. Wednesday. He got it now. Sometimes he don't have that day right.
I hear that whiskey.
He's got a day. Listen, a tough night, so he'll take the night off. No bets today for Tyler.
Wrong! No, but I only have three in. I only have three bets in today. They're just quite heavy.
See,
time to make it back today. What we lost yesterday, make back today, people. Save with your chess.
Three bets, but they're heavy.
They're all going to hit, baby.
It's not been a good, I'd say, 5 days.
Can I ask what those bets are?
No. Yeah, let's hear.
Oh, you
hear
don't want to talk about
let's
it?
Let's hear
I
the three.
I wasn't going to dig
no,
in.
No, let's hear the three.
I was going to be windshield, not rearview mirror.
I got your three. Okay. I got Yordan Alvarez over 1.5 total bases.
Okay. It's every game.
I have the Astros minus one run tonight. Ooh. So winning this game by one or more.
Oh, boy.
And the lock of the night, if you remember my lock of yesterday, that one hit over on strikeouts for Hunter Brown. Yeah, that, baby, hit. Lock of the night tonight over 4.5 runs for your Houston Astros. Book it.
How do you feel about it?
Ryan? I don't feel good about any of it.
Let's ride on it together, boys.
And not Pause. It's not just the Astros stuff. I just don't, like right here. I just like let's take a break.
I want Bregman over 1.5 total bases.
All right, put you down for a Benji.
Yep.
Did you have a good night last night or?
I pushed.
Pushed. All right. Well, go ahead.
I got a little horny when I got home, and I had a little parlay that. That didn't quite hit with the Astros losing. Had the Astros winning as part of that.
I don't want you to have another bad night. When he says heavy, I'm concerned about what heavy means.
No, look, man, don't worry about it, man. This is one of them games. What's wrong, Tyler?
Not gonna be able to lock that bet in for you, bro.
Yeah, because he's
hey, I went straight to it though. I was trying.
That's the kind of night he had, and that's what he has locked in already. That's the kind of night he had. He can't get you bets in.
I have a bunch of futures pending, you know? Texans to win the AFC South, stuff like that.
I'll get it in one way or another. Don't worry about it.
Promise me that you don't make any bets on the Hall of Fame game.
No. No, I don't bet NFL preseason.
Good.
I do not.
Because Lopez sure as hell is. He's talking about with his feet.
Might have a problem, man.
I don't think you get to say that. I don't think you get to say that. All right. by the way, side note, Mariners and Red Sox are tied at 2 in the 7th. tied at 2 in the seventh. So the Mariners have a one-game lead over your Astros right now. Here's Dana Brown, because they had to go ahead and let it go. They released Rafael Montero. If you're just jumping into your car, he is no longer with the Astros, at least for now. They have DFA'd him. He was in his second season of a three-year, $34.5 million contract, and they are moving on from him. And really, it's been bad ever since he got the deal. Here's Dana Brown talking about the decision to go ahead and move on from him.
So just a quick update. I'm sure you guys have heard. We DFA'd Montero today with, you know, hope and vision that he would accept the assignment and go to AAA and try to regain the status that he had, you know, in 2022. You know, Montero's been really good for this organization. He's got a lot of family in this clubhouse and friends, and a big part of it is that we hope that he goes down to AAA and kind of refines himself and get back to that status of being really good. So,
well, all right. I guess he would hopefully accept that assignment. I would imagine he probably doesn't, but they're going to be on the hook for that contract. But I think it's the right move. For some reason, if he's out there, they feel forced to have to use him. And you went out and got Caleb Ferguson from the Yankees. Yeah, you might as well move on from Montero.
Yeah, I mean, I think his time has passed. There's no doubt about it. Every
definitely
time
here.
I mean, I'm surprised that it took this long, if we're being completely honest. I mean, as big as a fan as I am of, like, potential and watching him, it's like, man, how can it get this bad? How do so many hitters square up on a ball that's has that much movement with all the different pitches? And so I don't understand it, and I don't understand the struggles I'm talking about with Montero. I completely understand why the Astros would move on here. So, I would be willing to bet you that somebody grabs him, though. I would think that somebody's going to scoop him up.
Hey, it's hard when you look at a guy who can push it from 95 to 97 and throws hard, and who's had success, who was just 2 years ago one of the better relievers in all of baseball. And there are, as you know, Clint, a lot of contenders when you get to the postseason. Hell, these games are no longer, can you get to the fifth, or I mean to the sixth. These are, hey, I'll take it if you get five. A lot of three innings, and then we're going to try to get to our bullpen. So a lot of teams are using getting their bullpen to get, you know, four or five innings instead of, you know, two or three. So you could see him potentially trying to go to a contender, and they try to fix something to see if he's able to be used when the postseason comes. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, we just traded for a guy that's got an ERA north of eight in his last eight starts or whatever it was Pendergast threw out there. I mean, the hell, you look at Ferguson, the numbers aren't just absolutely tremendous.
No.
So, I mean, it's hard for me to believe that some of these teams that aren't contenders or that are right on the cusp and didn't get done what they wanted to get done will at least take a flyer on Montero.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just – it sure seems like somebody would scoop him up.
Especially if it's a flyer. You ain't gotta give up nothing to get him.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, let's look at today's game. The lineup's out. Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez is normally the top three. Alvarez is in left field tonight with Yiner Diaz catching, Pena at shortstop, Singleton, Myers in center. Caratini is the DH tonight, and McCormick, who had two hits last night, is in right field. They are going to be behind Framber Valdez. And fellas, the Astros need Framber Valdez to be ace-like tonight. Lord knows he can do it. His last start against the Dodgers, he was like that. And this is one of those moments, Clint. You need to stop the bleeding right now.
It feels huge.
You've lost three straight. Right now in the rotation, you're the most veteran guy who has been through and pitched in big moments and big games. And this is one where they need you to come out and give not just a performance that gives you a chance to win, but they need a performance very similar to what he did against the Dodgers. and the good Framber. They need Framber big time tonight. You got a trade that happened where fans are kind of lukewarm on. You've lost three straight. Kyle Tucker went to the 60-day DL, although that doesn't mean a huge change, but it doesn't mean he's going to be ready next week. You just need some good energy and good feel, and they need good Framber tonight.
Yeah, you need you need to stop the bleeding performance. I mean, you've lost three in a row.
That's what they call him a stopper for.
And when it's all said and done, Framber needs to be that guy tonight for the Astros.
It's not ideal.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually when you get to a space like this, all right, here we go. We need this guy to be out here. We need this guy to be out. They need Framber. They need Framber to come through in a major, major way. And he can. And they need these bats, man. This offense, what is this, the last, I'd say, five, six games outside of maybe one, they have just struggled.
Sucked.
Struggled big time. Luckily, luckily for me, I'm seeing a familiar lineup to last night. There are some kind of differences there, but a familiar lineup to last night, I think that is helpful. I think we're maybe getting to a point, Clint, where Joe may need to try to settle down on a more daily lineup. Because I honestly don't think it helps that
I'm trying to do the best I can.
In and out at that bottom. The bottom four is just sometimes a crapshoot on it's going to be. And I just don't think that's helpful to offense.
It's easy to sell. It's easy to sell when they're making that run like they made in June and July. But to your point, it's hard for guys to get into a rhythm, you're seeing some of that. So I couldn't agree with you more. I would definitely love to see them settle in on a couple of guys like they did with Jake Myers, and let some guys get in a rhythm and see what can happen.
Yeah.
So see if White Boy Chaz, or see if Chaz can earn his,
see if
his
Chaz can get going
get his
now.
Nickname and his music back.
Yeah, I mean that. We'll see. Tyler's ready to do it after one damn home run. You're ready to just roll through.
No.
And just say it's
no, I got higher standards than that. I was just jacking with you.
You hear this, liar?
I have. I'm no liar. You know I'm hard on the players that I follow and the teams I love.
You just lied there. You were doing some major jacking with me.
Yes.
Major
jacking. As I tend to like to do. I enjoy it thoroughly.
You're being. You know what you're being?
What?
You're being like the pitcher that's pitching Friday.
You're being a Kikuchi, man.
Well, I'd rather be that than an Oder Izzy.
5 o'clock fire.
Well played, sir. Well played.
What a comeback. What's an Oder Izzy? I'm just curious.
Basically, your everyday asshat.
Just one rung below a Kikuchi, huh?
Yeah, just a PAB, another term I like to use for him.
All right. Y'all been on these Olympics?
A little bit.
I'm going to be honest with you. But every time I turn the TV on, it's a damn replay.
You got to be on it right now.
I caught, there's some live action. I caught the gymnastics live two nights ago.
You caught it live?
It was live. It said live on the TV, yes. It said live on the TV, Chief.
I've rewatched it, and it's stupid. I knew exactly what was going to happen, and I rewatched it anyway. It really was.
Yeah, if it don't say live, it's hard for me to watch, especially when I know it's already happened.
Yeah, USA basketball, I guess don't go watch this one.
Like Ledecky done won another gold medal. It's hard. It's hard for me to go watch it.
You know what I've been doing? I've been getting Nicholas good.
With what? Why are you picking? He's picking on his baby.
Oh, I've been getting Nicholas watching it, and he doesn't know that this is not live. And I'm like, oh man, I'll take the one in lane four.
Said, oh damn, so.
You get him to risk anything? Wager anything?
No. No, we're not betting.
No, he's just building up daddy.
He's just building up daddy.
Like the myth of, boy, daddy, my daddy's so good. My daddy knows. He picks all the winners.
I really got him with like.
My dad's a psychic.
Hey, man. I just got a bad feeling about this. I think he's gonna mess up on this pommel horse. I got a bad feeling.
How'd you know?
How'd you know, Dad?
It's always good when you get somebody with that. You know how you get the push notifications for like a homer or something?
Oh, yeah.
Get one
yeah,
of them.
That's the worst.
I think I feel a homer here, boys.
I feel like I don't got a good. I did. I do not have a good feeling at all about this. Like, man, I think Great Britain's going to win. I think the U.S. is going to take the silver in this relay. I'm not sure. Australia, if I had to guess, I'll go, and I'm getting all the lanes.
Dad knows sports good.
We had that situation one time. We had a little Astros watch party, and the TV inside was whatever cable, and outside was streaming. You know, all the streaming stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Well, clearly the cable was a couple seconds
behind?
Ahead. Behind?
Oh, ahead.
So the cable, I mean, the people that were watching inside, they're cheering their ass off, and we're out there waiting to see what Bregman does, you know? Golly, man, ruin it.
But Team USA basketball, you don't have to rewatch this. They won 103-86 against South Sudan. South Sudan, oddly enough, LeBron had to hit a game winner to beat them in the exhibition, but they beat them down. KD had 14 off the bench. But the thing leading into it is Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum somehow, who is 3 years in a row, been first team all NBA, just won a championship, was the best player on the Celtics and won a championship, and it could have made a serious argument to be finals MVP. He didn't play in the last game the entire way, and Steve Kerr wasn't going to let that happen again today. He started Jason Tatum. it's almost like a slap in the face if I'm Jason Tatum. All right, man, you ain't got to overcorrect this thing.
Well, I would imagine managing those, which that was crazy, right? But I would imagine managing those egos and personalities can get tough from time to time.
Talking about, he said, yeah, he understood it. Yeah, I bet he understood it. They got over that social media and started seeing that role. Bam was the big man today, led the team in scoring 8-7. So they are 2-0. And are rolling right now. All right, coming up tomorrow is we just talked about a little bit with Brandon Scott, the first action of football from the Texans, and who do you want to see, and who should you see? Who should we be seeing for the Texans tomorrow? We'll discuss that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're on the road to Canton. Getting you ready for Thursday's game and Andre Johnson's Hall of Fame induction on Saturday. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. We are on the road to Canton, as we will be there tomorrow. And we'll cover that game as the Texans get going against the Bears to kick things off. As been reported from both sides, the Bears and the Texans, most starters won't play. The Bears said none of their starters. And it's starting to lean like most of the Texans starters won't play either, so that's one to keep up and watch as well. But Clint, just because some starters aren't going to play, and yes, it is, and I saw someone on YouTube and Twitch, we appreciate you joining us there, say it is normal that starters don't play in the Hall of Fame game. It's always an added one, and yes, that is normal. However, Clint, I think there are a couple of guys, at the very least, 3 to 4 guys, Clint, where I know if they are penciled in as starters right now, I still think that there should be a reason we should see them play, and they should play tomorrow to get reps.
It's getting more and more normal where starters don't play in a preseason at all, pretty much, until the last damn one. Yeah. So I mean, I don't know what is normal, what isn't normal. I think you got so many teams at different levels of building a roster that, I think that there are some guys that play throughout the preseason that end up starting. And I mean, I can't I can only speak to where the Texans are. There are, and these are valuable reps. The Texans are at a spot where the majority of their starting rotation, their starting lineup, is set. I mean, there's not but probably two or three, maybe four spots where, whether you agree with it or not, whether there's not a lock, stock, and barrel starter at that position. And I think we're at a spot in camp where you've got some guys that just need to play football. And you're at a point in camp where it is in 2024, training camp in terms of physicality and creating physicality and seeing if guys can play with legit physicality and in the moment, can they communicate in the moment. It is just extremely difficult to duplicate that and a real game, an opportunity to play in a real game or joint practices. They're just few and far between. And while there's no question, there's no reason that the Texans play the majority of their starters, 90% of their starters. But there are a handful of guys that I think this is an opportunity to get them some run and for them to prove who they are.
And to me, all starters are not made equal.
Oh, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Right, clearly. And I know that's obvious. Obviously, like, you know, Juice Scruggs and C.J. Stroud aren't made equal. But also, Juice Scruggs and Shaq Mason aren't made equal. And Dalton Schultz aren't made equal. And for me, I think two guys, especially on the offense, Clint, Juice Scruggs, and then I will be very disappointed with what they have kind of shown as an organization, and they have been run to damn near perfection the last year. They have the culture, everything has been set and has been eight, and what D'Amico has together here, you saw it not just in the wins and losses, but you could see they were a completely different team. He has knocked it out the park when it comes to that. But when it comes to that, I'll be disappointed if Kenyon Green has reached the level where, oh man, you ain't got to play preseason game. You ain't got to get a couple of series in the preseason game. Yeah. I don't think he's. I'd be disappointed if he doesn't.
I agree. You're talking about a guy that they're dependent on heavily, but a guy that has played very little football in a competitive game at the NFL level. And look, let's be honest. I think they like what they've seen from Kenyon Green, but I mean, I think the jury's still out. I don't think they're 100% confident that he's going to be the starting guard and he's going to be the guy that's going to move the needle offensively with the offensive line. He's inching closer and closer to that, but he's got to play football, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, when's the last time he's played football?
I mean, I guess last year in the preseason he got in a few of those games.
That's the last of the Saints again in the preseason. I mean, he got shut down.
Yeah. So I think him, just because he hasn't played football, and you can't wait till week three of the preseason. You can't get two more weeks into the offseason here, into training camp, baby and Kenyon Green, and then find out he can't play or he can't stay healthy once again. So I think Kenyon Green's got to get run. I think Juice Scruggs has got to get run. When you talk about playing center at the NFL level, Juice Scruggs has not done it much at all. Definitely hasn't done it in a competitive situation much at all. And now he's being asked to be the center for this offensive line. The communication itself, we've seen some bad snaps in training camp already to this point. So he doesn't need C.J. Stroud back there to get live action with the snaps. He doesn't need C.J. Stroud back there to get reps with his communication. So I think Juice Scruggs, I think there's a real, like, you can justify without a doubt Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green getting run. The rest of the offensive line, you can't justify them playing. To be honest with you, the rest of the starters offensively, makes no sense.
People are texting about Titus. No, Titus to me is different than those two guys.
Agreed. Titus has played a lot of football. Titus has got some great tape at right tackle. Titus Howard's on a different plan than Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs, and rightfully so.
You've invested big money in Titus.
Absolutely. Yeah, there ain't no let's see if he can play. Hell, you've already put it in contract form. I mean, there ain't no doubt. So I would say those two guys, it would be hard to explain, not that they would need to, but it would be hard to explain or justify those guys not getting this work that's coming up on Thursday.
Anybody else? Anybody else that could be on the starter, in the starter range, offense, defense? Anybody else
Yeah, yeah.
That you feel like should at least get some snaps.
Yeah, I think Jalen Petrie should get snaps for sure. Playing a new position. Again, ended up on the sideline a lot last year. Hell, he's been the starting nickel defender all camp, and now all of a sudden when the depth chart comes out, Dez King is back to the starting nickel, so I don't really know exactly what's going on there. But I would think he needs some run. Playing that position, covering in particular. And I would think Kamari Lassiter, the starting corner opposite Derek Stingley Jr., has never played a snap in the NFL. We have no idea what he's going to look like in live action. And so I would imagine at the very least getting his feet wet.
Yeah, I would love to see Jalen Petrie in coverage in a real game scenario with another team. And like, and we're going to see it more in preseason, but I think any kind of game scenario things, I'm not saying he needs to play a quarter, but any kind of game scenario things, I think to see him in coverage, to see what kind of look he'll give when he's having to cover guys in the slot, which is going to be the big thing. I think he needs as many reps at that as possible. It's going to be the big thing that they're going to be looking at with him. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. That Kenyon Green, I get the feeling we're going to come in Friday, though, and be disappointed. Like, if I had to predict, fellas, I think none of them play.
Oh, wow. That'd be interesting. That leaves us up to watch.
I think Damian Pierce
and the quarterbacks.
Damian Pierce, the quarterbacks. John Metchie will play.
Yeah.
Maybe Noah Brown.
I tell you one thing, Ron, real quick. One thing about this game. This is the game. These are the opportunities where I thought the tight end they drafted, the Cade Stover kid out of Ohio State, had a pretty quiet camp, made a couple catches, and there's been a couple of moments where he's been physical at the point of attack, right? He's just not the kind of guy that's going to – I mean, he could have a great practice by the coaches' accord, and then, but we just never saw anything, right? You can't hide it in a preseason game. This is a game where you're going to find out, I think, a lot about Cade Stover, his physicality. Does it really play at the NFL level? Is it really there? His playmaking ability in terms of how dependable is he in the pass game kind of deal, and what can he get done in the pass game? So I think he's one to watch as well.
Yeah, he's
not a starter to your point.
No, he'll play,
but
he'll
definitely
play.
A guy to get you good and worked up.
Yeah, he'll definitely get some work. All right, coming up, we'll look at the Astros and where they are right now. Dana, wait to hear what Dana Brown has to say about where he sees this team now that the deadline is over, and yeah, we'll continue to get you ready and get you set up for this game coming up on Thursday. We'll be in Cleveland. What is there to do in Cleveland?
Get down.
Try to stay warm.
Get down like John Brown,
stay
Chief.
Stay warm. It's August. What are you talking about? That's coming up next.
We're on the road to Canton. Getting you ready for Thursday's game and Andre Johnson's Hall of Fame induction on Saturday. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through. Why y'all acting like there's not three more preseason games and they get a scrimmage with the Rams?
It's the first game of the year, a-hole. It's exciting.
No, I understand it. I just...
Who peed in your Cheerios, Buck?
I guess where we differ is, yeah, I get they got three more preseason games. I just think the likes of Kenyon Green and Drew Scruggs and Petrie and Lassiter and some of those guys should get the opportunity to play in all four of these puppies.
Well,
or at least the first three.
Well, look, let's to me, I mean, it's a hell of an approach to pass up opportunities to get to for you to get tape on these guys and these guys to get reps so you can figure out who they are. If you're just looking for their strengths and weaknesses, take the competition out of the deal. They have not played football. I mean, you need them to get better. Let's not pass up opportunities now in the thick of camp so that we can find out week three or four of training camp that this guy doesn't communicate real well and we need him to be our center. Right? This guy doesn't pass protect real well. He's hell on wheels in the run game, but doesn't pass protect real well. Let's not wait until... How about Damian Pierce? Let's not wait until week four and everybody thinks Damian Pierce can't run outside zone. And Damian Pierce ends up on the sideline. Let's not wait until week 8 when you find out that Jalen Petrie can't play center field as a free safety. You know, I mean, those are, I don't know. I don't think you take risk with guys that you know who they are and you know what you're going to get, but you only have so many opportunities to learn the strengths and weaknesses of guys that you're going to depend on. And I would rather, like with Juice Scruggs, I'd rather say, hey, Juice, you know, week 4 when everybody else and all the starters are taking a break, I want to be real comfortable with you at center and make sure we've checked every box so that you can sit that whole game too. Yeah. You know, I'm not comfortable with Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green playing 4 to 5 series before the regular season starts.
You got to go get
2-3 tonight or Thursday night. Got to if you're those guys, right?
To me, I think you take advantage of them playing that, because I think once we get to the final preseason game, I don't think the starters are definitely going to play in that one. I think there's a great chance that they don't play in that one just because the game before the season starts.
Well, yeah, no, I think that's. They're preparing for week 1, right? That makes sense. What doesn't make sense is waiting till the third preseason game when C.J. Stroud's going to play the first half and the starter's going to play the first half, and you learn that Juice Scruggs still has this problem snapping the football in gun situations. Right? He's missed a couple of snaps at practice, something they got to get figured out. Nothing drives an offensive coach crazier than that, right? Nothing will kill a drive quicker than a bad snap. The quarterback takes his eyes off the safety. The quarterback potentially misses it. You get a huge loss. Right, I mean, why would you, with a guy that has not played center at the NFL level in real competition, why would you wait to find that out in the third preseason game? Why wouldn't you get him a little run tonight or Thursday night? It just to me, it's very difficult to justify that. Guys that you know who they are, you know, you've seen them do it game in, game out. You've seen them do it rep in, rep out. Cool, I no problem with it. I agree. Set their ass until week 3. I don't even care. That's where this organization's at. But boy, you got a handful of guys that we got to at least stretch and get a series now.
I would think coming up behind us, Texans All Access. Stay tuned for that. The McNairs will join, as well as Hall of Famer John McClain. They are live in Canton. So stay tuned for that. And Area 45 with Bajani and Creighton coming up behind them, and they will hopefully be talking about a good post-game show in which the Astros was able to salvage a game in this series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. By the way, as we will head and join these guys in Canton tomorrow. Like I'm glad Figgy is going with us, because Figgy is a man from Cleveland and he knows Cleveland.
Yeah,
but I just, honest to God, I don't think like, all right, yes, we're going to Cleveland. This is going to be cool. I've never been there. We're going to Cleveland. It is hard for me to come up with like what Cleveland, like when you're going to Cleveland, I think of outside of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I don't have it.
The only thing I think of outside of that is Drew Carey. That's about it.
Drew Carey. Is there, like, are they known for food? Like, you go to Houston, you could think of, the NASA, you think of get close to the water, you think of
rodeo,
you think of Tex-Mex, you think of seafood. You could think of, there's a lot of things. You go here, all right, I'm gonna give me some good seafood, I'm gonna give me some good Tex-Mex. I don't, like, what is it in Cleveland?
I got it for you, food wise.
Oh, you have it. Oh, I'm ready for this,
because it's about what you would expect. It's pretty underwhelming.
Seems like a real cheese curd kind of place.
Milwaukee?
Cleveland, Ohio is best known for many foods, but mostly sandwiches and dumplings.
Well, hell, you got me. I can get down with some dumplings now.
Sandwiches
and dumplings.
I mean,
when you're 10 years old?
Is there a specific?
Hey, don't you?
No, I mean, is there a specific sandwich?
Don't you poo-poo on dumplings now?
A Polish boy?
A Polish boy. What's that? Give me that. Because I'm eating that.
It's a local delicacy.
Let's hear it.
Made with kielbasa, coleslaw, and fries.
I'm not even remotely interested.
I'll try it.
Coleslaw? I'm out. As soon as I hear coleslaw, I'm out.
I'll give it a shot here. That's my night.
That or sauerkraut. Ugh.
I'm out, boys.
You're out? You got to try it.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I mean,
no, you're going there. You're gonna try the damn thing.
It sounds like I've tried that before. Give me some news on the dumplings, man. What's
no? You're trying that.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Pierogi.
A pierogi. What is a pierogi?
It's a pan-fried dumpling stuffed with cheese and whipped potatoes, served with sauerkraut. Ugh. Coleslaw, gross, onions, disgusting, and stuffed cabbage. Yeah, why do people live in Cleveland?
Easy now. I got some guys.
I just don't know why. Now, you have to calm down with it.
When I think Cleveland, I think of
Uncle Adrian. What is there to do there? We can't think
no longer here, but yeah, Cleveland, Uncle A, that's it. Don't know nothing. And the Browns, that's it.
But that's what we're saying. I'm just saying it more bluntly than you are. There's nothing to do there. Their food sucks.
I'm not going to say that.
Deshaun Watson sucks.
I'm not going to say that until I've been there. And I'm glad we have somebody who has sent it. We got to be better than that.
Biggie has said himself he is not going back to Cleveland. He's done with Cleveland.
Look, I'd imagine.
Sure,
I can't remember. What do they call the downtown area? What do they call the downtown area where you get out and mix and mingle a bit? I'm sure they've got a couple of
staples. Got a little something.
I'm sure they got a couple of local.
Yeah, we got to go to this Happy Dog. They really specialize in it.
Oh, I'm going to be honest with you. It's hard to get real excited about going to the Happy Dog. It doesn't do it for me.
I mean,
Tyler would want a T-shirt, but I'm not.
I definitely would.
I'd go if I was there with you.
Yeah, someone text in. That's a good thought. Check out where diners, drive-ins, and dives have been and see if they've got some good selections.
I bet there's got to be like a Drew Carey Museum.
Oh, I bet you there's some good spots.
I used to love that show.
I bet you there's some great spots.
I bet there's some good underground spots.
Underground spots. I just don't know what they about.
Well, usually underground, there's a tinge of filth.
Just be careful, guys. I mean, y'all don't know this place. You don't know this city. Like, stay together. Don't go wandering off into this city at night by yourself, all right? I don't want to be worried about you the whole time you're out there.
Tyler, I ain't been up past 10 o'clock in a month. You think I'm gonna wander off into downtown Cleveland?
Yeah, because you're going to be away from them kids.
Here there's a casino.
Now the casino may happen.
Now we're talking.
Hey, Tyler, I don't know if you've heard our schedule. We got a solid 24-hour day ahead of us tomorrow.
Solid.
Don't feel bad for you.
No, I'm talking a solid 24-hour day. Like not
Shut
by,
up,
not,
like you're excited to go to Cleveland.
Not by choice.
I mean, I am.
Like we got just beginning to end madness. That's what you're saying?
Tyler, I've got to leave the house in the morning no later, and this is pushing it, 3:15.
Yeah.
Make sure you got gas, bro.
3:15, Chief.
Been there.
There's an 8 o'clock game tomorrow night, and I got to, and I'm doing the post game. You do the math. That post game ain't gonna be over till 1:30, 2 o'clock.
I'll rub some dirt on it.
Hey, and then there's an hour drive back to the hotel motel,
and then we got a party.
Yeah, and then we got to find a place.
Yeah, why don't you just keep whining about it's your all expenses
every
paid
bit
trip
of a 24 hour day for me. But what? Hey, look,
really
to cover the team. For the Texans fans, for all you loyal listeners out there, I'll do it, man.
Oh, what a guy.
I'll do it, yeah.
I don't know what Ron's
going to do.
I don't know what Ron's going to do for the 3 hours while I'm doing the postgame show.
I'm going to have a blast, baby. Where's Cecil at? Where's Cecil Shorts at?
Oh, they're going to be gone. Cecil. Hell, the team will be back here. The team plane will be back here before we leave the stadium.
Cecil is a Clevelander.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Is Cecil in there? He'll have it. I bet you get us the right spot to go to.
Ooh.
I just saw it right here. The American Frederick, Frederick Richard. He fell off the pommel horse. Got one for tonight.
I have no idea what anything you just said means.
Frederick and
he got back on it and won, didn't he?
I don't think he did.
Or advanced.
Did he? And he fell off. He fell off, so I'll remember it. And I'll be able to, I think he's going to fall off. I don't feel good about this one.
Oh, you're going to tell Nicholas?
I think he's going to fall off. It's going to be fun.
I hope you're proud of yourself, man.
I am. I did. It tickles me every time.
I hope you guys have a nice trip, man.
I hope so too, man. I do. I just.
When y'all come back?
Sunday. We're going to cover that sucker, man.
Yeah, man. You got Andre Johnson's Hall of Fame induction, man. We're gonna cover that joint.
Yeah, we are.
Be there live and in color, man. Try to sneak into that private party that's going on down there that Ron ruined our invite for.
I'm getting to that damn party.
Hold on,
are you really
Joe.
Bringing your all white stuff?
I'm going to be prepared and ready. Just call my number.
If I get invited, I'm going to have to go shopping in Cleveland.
Call my number. I'm ready.
put me in. Is this shopping decent in Cleveland? Like, once again, another thing.
Are you just having fun running
down
Cleveland?
You thought up this conversation. I'm racking my brain.
I didn't think of it in a place to run it down.
I'm just trying to get my sports hay going, man. I'm trying to get it going.
There's a Macy's in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's true. There's got to be. Or at least a Dillard's. Mervin's?
Somebody said, just correct them Blue Mountains. Just keep enjoying the game.
No, that's great advice.
I don't think they have them in the press box.
That'll be a hell of a... You'll find them. They got them in the stadium somewhere. Get your hands on them. Now that would be a hell of a post-game show.
I'll just be here in the studio by myself.
Yeah. You're
holding it down.
You'll be fine.
Hold down that new Kikuchi, H-Town.
Yeah, you get that. Why don't you go out and see Kikuchi?
I think you should.
That's a game. You've been talking about wanting to go to a game.
With y'all. You go out there and I've been wanting
to right
go to a game with y'all.
I think you should go to the game. And I think you should run around screaming Kikuchi.
And rub it in our faces that you win.
I think y'all should pick a game that all three of us could go to.
I'm not going unless Kikuchi's pitching.
Okay. There will be some of those.
I know I'm going at the end of the month. Texans All Access coming up behind us. Bajani and Creighton, Area 45. After that, live and local till 11 damn o'clock. We got football tomorrow, baby.
That's right.
Got Texans football tomorrow, baby. That's right. There you go. Right here. You can listen to it all right here on Sports Radio 610. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Thanks to Robert Flores, MLB Network, who joined us. Brandon Scott, Texans Report, who joined us. I am Ron Hughley, as always. Houston, we love you, baby.
It lengthens it out a little bit. I mean, now you get...
Well, yeah, man.
I mean, I've been trying to lengthen it out for 46 years, and it linked. It ain't a strong point, brother.
Well said.
I really think the both of you play the card up. You know what?
I mean, it's all about the
curve. I'll just keep pushing this down. And then, you know, when I get a chance, maybe I surprise a few.
Yeah, see, you get well. Yeah, I mean, you can't relate, but you can't relate, but you get the
like
point.
You get, I mean, like there's a thought of like it's got to be up the way he curses himself. It's got to be up from here.
Thank you guys for bringing us a first class sports show to the city.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're on the road to Canton. Getting you ready for Thursday's game and Andre Johnson's Hall of Fame induction on Saturday. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through. Why y'all acting like there's not three more preseason games and they get a scrimmage with the Rams?
It's the first game of the year, a-hole. It's exciting.
No, I understand it. I just...
Who peed in your Cheerios, Buck?
I guess where we differ is, yeah, I get they got three more preseason games. I just think the likes of Kenyon Green and Drew Scruggs and Petrie and Lassiter and some of those guys should get the opportunity to play in all four of these puppies.
Well,
or at least the first three.
Well, look, let's to me, I mean, it's a hell of an approach to pass up opportunities to get to for you to get tape on these guys and these guys to get reps so you can figure out who they are. If you're just looking for their strengths and weaknesses, take the competition out of the deal. They have not played football. I mean, you need them to get better. Let's not pass up opportunities now in the thick of camp so that we can find out week three or four of training camp that this guy doesn't communicate real well and we need him to be our center. Right? This guy doesn't pass protect real well. He's hell on wheels in the run game, but doesn't pass protect real well. Let's not wait until – how about Damian Pierce? Let's not wait until week four and everybody thinks Damian Pierce can't run outside zone. And Damian Pierce ends up on the sideline. Let's not wait until week eight when you find out that Jalen Petrie can't play center field as a free safety. You know, I mean, those are, I don't know. I just, I don't think you take risk with guys that you know who they are and you know what you're going to get, but you only have so many opportunities to learn the strengths and weaknesses of guys that you're going to depend on. And I would rather, like with Juice Scruggs, I'd rather say, hey, Juice, you know, week four when everybody else and all the starters are taking a break, I want to be real comfortable with you at center and make sure we've checked every box so that you can sit that whole game too. Yeah. You know, I'm not comfortable with Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green playing 4 to 5 series before the regular season starts.
You got to go get
2-3 tonight or Thursday night. Got to if you're those guys, right?
To me, I think you take advantage of them playing that, because I think once we get to the final preseason game, I don't think the starters are definitely going to play in that one. I think there's a great chance that they don't play in that one just because the game before the season starts.
Well, yeah, no, I think that's. They're preparing for week one, right? That makes sense. What doesn't make sense is waiting till the third preseason game when C.J. Stroud's going to play the first half and the starter's going to play the first half, and you learn that Juice Scruggs still has this problem snapping the football in gun situations. Right? He's missed a couple of snaps at practice, something they got to get figured out. Nothing drives an offensive coach crazier than that, right? Nothing will kill a drive quicker than a bad snap. The quarterback takes his eyes off the safety. The quarterback potentially misses it. You get a huge loss. Right, I mean, why would you, with a guy that has not played center at the NFL level in real competition, why would you wait to find that out in the third preseason game? Why wouldn't you give him a little run tonight or Thursday night? It just to me, it's very difficult to justify that. Guys that you know who they are, you know, you've seen them do it game in, game out. You've seen them do it rep in, rep out. Cool, I no problem with it. I agree. Set their ass until week three. I don't even care. That's where this organization's at. But boy, you got a handful of guys that we got to at least stretch and get a series now.
I would think coming up behind us, Texans All Access. Stay tuned for that. The McNairs will join, as well as Hall of Famer John McClain. They are live in Canton. So stay tuned for that. And Area 45 with Bajani and Creighton coming up behind them, and they will hopefully be talking about a good post-game show in which the Astros was able to salvage a game in this series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. By the way, as we will head and join these guys in Canton tomorrow. Like I'm glad Figgy is going with us, because Figgy is a man from Cleveland and he knows Cleveland.
Yeah,
but honest to God, I don't think like, all right, yes, we're going to Cleveland. This is going to be cool. I've never been there. We're going to Cleveland. It is hard for me to come up with like what Cleveland, like when you're going to Cleveland, I think of outside of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I don't have it.
The only thing I think of outside of that is Drew Carey. That's about it.
Drew Carey. Is there, like, are they known for food? Like, you go to Houston, you could think of, NASA, you think of get close to the water, you think of
rodeo,
you think of Tex-Mex, you think of seafood. You could think of, there's a lot of things. You go here, all right, I'm gonna give me some good seafood, I'm gonna give me some good Tex-Mex. I don't, like, what is it in Cleveland?
I got it for you, food wise.
Oh, you have it? Oh, I'm ready for this,
because it's about what you would expect. It's pretty underwhelming.
Seems like a real cheese curd kind of place.
Milwaukee?
Cleveland, Ohio is best known for many foods, but mostly sandwiches and dumplings.
Well, hell, you got me. I can get down with some dumplings now.
Sandwiches?
And dumplings.
I mean,
is there a thing you're taught to make when you're 10 years old?
Is there a specific?
Hey, don't you?
No, I mean, is there a specific sandwich?
Don't you poo-poo on dumplings now?
A Polish boy?
A Polish boy. What's that? Give me that. Because I'm eating that.
It's a local delicacy.
Let's hear it.
Made with kielbasa, coleslaw, and fries.
I'm not even remotely interested.
I'll try it.
Coleslaw? I'm out. I'm, as soon as I hear coleslaw, I'm out.
I'll give it a shot here. This is my night.
That or sauerkraut. Ugh.
I'm out, boys.
You're out? You got to try it.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I mean,
you're going there. You're gonna try the damn thing.
It sounds like I've tried that before. Give me some news on the dumplings, man. What's
no? You're trying that.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Pierogi?
A pierogi? What is a pierogi?
It's a pan-fried dumpling stuffed with cheese and whipped potatoes, served with sauerkraut, coleslaw, gross, onions, disgusting, and stuffed cabbage. Yeah, why do people live in Cleveland?
Easy now. I got some guys.
I just don't know why. Now, you have to calm down with that.
When I think Cleveland, I think of
Uncle Adrian. What is there to do there? We can't think
no longer here, but yeah, Cleveland, Uncle A, that's it. Don't know nothing. And the Browns, that's it.
But that's what we're saying. I'm just saying it more bluntly than you are. There's nothing to do there. Their food sucks.
I'm not going to say that.
Deshaun Watson sucks.
I'm not going to say that until I've been there. And I'm glad we have somebody who is in it. We got to be better than that.
Biggie has said himself he is not going back to Cleveland. He's done with Cleveland.
Look, I'd imagine. Sure, I can't remember. What do they call the downtown area? What do they call the downtown area where you get out and mix and mingle a bit? I'm sure they've got a couple. I'm sure they got a couple of local.
Yeah, we
got
to go to this Happy Dog. They really specialize in it.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's hard to get real excited about going to the Happy Dog. It doesn't do it for me.
I mean,
Tyler would want a T-shirt, but I'm not.
I definitely would.
I'd go if I was there with you.
Yeah, someone text in. That's a good thought. Check out where diners, drive-ins, and dives have been and see if they've got some good selections.
I bet there's got to be like a Drew Carey Museum.
Oh, I bet you there's some good spots.
I used to love that show.
Yeah, I bet you there's some good
spots. I bet there's some great spots. I bet there's some good underground spots.
Underground spots. I just don't know what they about.
Well, usually underground, there's a tinge of filth.
Just be careful, guys. I mean, y'all don't know this place. You don't know this city. Like, stay together. Don't go wandering off into this city at night by yourself, all right? I don't want to be worried about you the whole time you're out there.
Tyler, I ain't been up past 10 o'clock in a month. You think I'm gonna wander off into downtown Cleveland?
Yeah, because you're going to be away from them kids.
Here there's a casino.
Now the casino may happen.
Now we're talking.
Hey, I got a Tyler, I don't know if you've heard our schedule. We got a solid 24-hour day ahead of us tomorrow.
Solid.
Don't feel bad for you.
No, I'm talking a solid 24-hour day. Like not
Shut
by,
up, like
not,
you're excited to go to Cleveland.
Not by choice.
I mean, I am.
Like we got just beginning to end madness. That's what you're saying?
Tyler, I've got to leave the house in the morning no later, and this is pushing it, 3:15.
Yeah.
Make sure you got gas, bro.
3:15, Chief.
Been there.
There's an 8 o'clock game tomorrow night, and I got to, and I'm doing the post game. You do the math. That post game ain't gonna be over till 1:30, 2 o'clock.
I'll rub some dirt on it.
Hey, and then there's an hour drive back to the hotel motel,
and then we got a party.
Yeah, and then we got to find a place.
Why don't you just keep whining about your all expenses paid trip?
Every bit of a 24 hour day for me. But what? Hey, look, really to cover the team. For the Texans fans, for all you loyal listeners out there, I'll do it, man.
Oh, what a guy.
I'll do it, yeah.
I don't know what Ron's
going to do. I'll do it to that one.
I don't know what Ron's going to do for the 3 hours while I'm doing the postgame show.
I'm going to have a blast, baby. Where's Cecil at? Where's Cecil Shorts at?
Oh, they're going to be gone. Cecil. Hell, the team will be back here. The team plane will be back here before we leave the stadium.
Cecil is a Clevelander.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Good point. Cecil in there. He'll have it. I bet you get us the right spot to go to.
Woo.
I just saw it right here. The American Frederick, Frederick Richard. He fell off the pommel horse. Got one for tonight.
I have no idea what anything you just said means.
Frederick and
he got back on it and won, didn't he?
I don't think he did.
Or advanced.
Did he? And he fell off. He fell off, so I'll remember it. And I'll be able to, I think he's going to fall off. I don't feel good about this one.
Oh, you going to tell Nicholas?
I think he's going to fall off. It's going to be fun.
I hope you're proud of yourself, man.
I am. It tickles me every time.
I hope you guys have a nice trip, man.
I hope so too, man. I do. I just.
When y'all come back?
Sunday. We're going to cover that sucker, man.
Yeah, man. You got Andre Johnson's Hall of Fame induction, man. We're gonna cover that joint.
Yeah, we are.
Be there live and in color, man. Try to sneak into that private party that's going on down there that Ron ruined our invite for.
I'm getting to that damn party.
Hold on,
Joe. Are you really
Joe?
Bringing your all white stuff?
I'm going to be prepared and ready. Just call my number.
If I get invited, I'm going to have to go shopping in Cleveland.
Call my number. I'm ready.
Is shopping decent in Cleveland? Like, once again, another thing.
Are you just having fun running
You're
down
the one You thought up this conversation. I'm racking my brain.
I didn't think of it in a place to run it down.
I'm just trying to get my sports hate going, man. I'm trying to get it going.
There's a Macy's in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's true. There's got to be. or at least a Dillard's. Mervin's?
Somebody said just correct them Blue Mountains. Just keep enjoying the game.
No, that's great advice.
I don't think they have them in the, press box.
That'll be a hell of a... You'll find them. They got them in the stadium somewhere. Get your hands on them. Now that would be a hell of a post-game show.
I'll just be here in the studio by myself.
Yeah. You're
holding it down.
You'll be fine.
Hold down that new Kikuchi, H-Town.
Yeah, you get it. Why don't you go out and see Kikuchi?
I think you should.
That's a game. You've been talking about wanting to go to a game.
With y'all.
That's right up your alley. I think you should go to the game. I think you should run around screaming Kikuchi.
And rub it in our faces that you win.
I think y'all should pick a game that all three of us could go to.
I'm not going unless Kikuchi's pitching.
Okay. There will be some of those.
I know I'm going at the end of the month. Texans All Access coming up behind us. Bajani and Creighton, Area 45. After that, live and local till 11 damn o'clock. We got football tomorrow, baby.
That's right.
Got Texans football tomorrow, baby. That's right. There you go. Right here. You can listen to it all right here on Sports Radio 610. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Thanks to Robert Flores, MLB Network, who joined us. Brandon Scott, Texans Report, who joined us. I am Ron Hughley, as always. Houston, we love you, baby.
It lengthens it out a little bit. I mean, now you get...
Man.
I mean, I've been trying to lengthen it out for 46 years, and it length just ain't a strong point, brother.
Well said.
I really think the both of you play the card up. You know what?
I mean, it's all about the
girth. I'll just keep pushing this down. And then, you know, when I get a chance, maybe I surprise a few.
Yeah, you can't relate, but you can't relate, but you get the point.
There's a thought of like, it's got to be up the way he curses himself. It's got to be up from here.
Thank you guys for bringing us a first-class sports show to the city.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.